Today is April the 17th at 4:04 p.m. The Carbon Emery County Housing Authority will come to order. Okay. First item on the agenda will be the approval of the minutes from March 20th and our last meeting.
I'll move to approve them.
And I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And they are approved. Okay, thank you. All right, now we can move on to the March finances, and we will turn the time over and to Jody, and then we can open up for discussion after.
Okay, so I included the statement of income and expenses based on what I had entered into QuickBooks. We do have a new accountant that's going to be working on the year-end close, but this does provide the data as far as what was spent and what was received. They will finish up doing that close. I also included, from now going forward, a check detail.
I was just going to say, I really like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really helpful.
So that will show every check that was written out of the accounts and what it was for. So, just as I did this time, I'll send it ahead so that, you know, you have time to go through it. It is quite a bit.
It is, but it's really nice to have.
Yeah.
A lot of questions that I would normally have to ask. So.
For sure. And if there's anything else you want to be provided, just let me know. I didn't worry about it for Section 8, only because all that's on Section 8 is HAP checks. Yeah. All you're going to see is a list of landlords and the amounts. They're not
going to help, yeah.
Provide anything. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, but we do have that happening where they're going to go in and close out the year end. But as far as providing checks that were written and income that was received, that's where this report, you know, will tell you all of that data.
Very nice.
So.
And they're this new company?
Yes.
Them?
Is
this them?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Nope. That's good.
Go ahead, I'm
Do we have to approve the finances?
Yeah, I just didn't know if you were finished.
No, we're good. We're good.
Okay. Anybody have anything on the finances?
I remember there's the whole budget, the national budget thing.
Yes.
Just the loss on the public housing.
Yeah.
Are we still looking pretty good? Do you think with reserves or the outlook on?
I think public housing. We need to work on having some more reserves built up.
Okay.
And that's something that we're going to start doing more, especially when we get this year's CFP. It'll be easier to do that. Right now, it's kind of in a crunch where, you know, the money we need. But little by little, I think we need to get our reserves built up for public housing a little more. Obviously, not over what HUD will allow.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's on the radar, too. So that we will be a little more comfortable just in case something happens. As we said before, there's 90,000 in the savings, but that does need to be increased.
Cool. I figured we were good. I just wanted to say,
No, it's
good.
Yeah,
so just check in.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Just making sure that's okay.
Nothing further?
Nothing for me.
Can we get a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay.
The finances are approved for March. Okay, now we'll move to this guy here. And Jody can go ahead and tell you how she went through getting these guys.
Okay, so we had an RFP go out. We had two companies reply. One of them was Housing Solutions Alliance. The other was the one you'll see there, Philip Jarrell LLC out of Hazelhurst, Georgia. Philip Jarrell was half the cost of HSA, which is short for the Housing Solutions Alliance. Just for the basic month-to-month set of books, they wanted $1,960. Philip Jarrell wants $900. That wasn't the complete driver behind the choice of them. I mean, that really helped. Now that's just the monthly cost to produce the books. They will have additional fees for services. Yes, and they also do an hourly rate.
You will get hit on that hourly rate for
the March close.
For the March close for this last fiscal year.
Yeah.
And then and he said that he would use his bookkeepers to try to keep the cost down.
And they're familiar yes. with housing?
Yes, they are only PHA awesome. Accountant, okay. fee accountants.
Okay. All right, good.
So I went through and it has all their history and everything, the certifications. They will charge $900 a month for the closeout next year. Each closeout, they will charge double that, $1,800 at fiscal year end.
That's still reasonable.
We'll also have them work with the preparation of the operating subsidy. I have an MD&A they're going to do, management discussion and analysis, $500. So that's like once a year, they'll be doing that kind of thing. And then hourly, $150 for him, less for his bookkeepers, because they'll do, like he said, that closeout for March. So we did choose them. I felt like they were a little better anyway, better and cheaper. So we did sign an agreement with them. I did sign an agreement on April 4th. The term of that contract is for two fiscal years, so fiscal year ending 26 and 27, with an option to renew in 12-month increments after that. And we can terminate within 60 days with written notice if we need to.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, and I did have him sign a non-disclosure agreement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that we're covered there. And so I feel pretty good about it. They've been really well talking to them on the phone. They know their stuff. There was an accountant here in Utah that does fee accounting for housing authorities, but there was a situation in the past with them that made me feel uncomfortable with even offering a proposal to them because of their history.
That's good.
So they are chosen, and we are currently working with them right now. I'm sending them stuff so they can get set up.
Are they going to connect directly to QuickBooks?
So what they're going to do, they have their own system. They know QuickBooks, and a lot of their housing authorities use it. But what I'm doing is I have Dropbox set up.
So you can export them, and then they're going to
Yes, I'm going to drop in documents, and then they just pick them up and do their thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and I figured...
We're using the paid version of Dropbox, right?
Yes, okay. We are. Right. I got a business one because then we can have our shared files. Shauna's being there.
It's got better encryption, too. So.
Yes. Yeah. And I thought that's a good way to send big files.
It is. That's
safely.
What I use in my work, so...
Yeah.
It's easier.
That's what I used to use too, so I was like, we're going
to go with that.
Yep. And that's working very well. So that's their, sorry for all the paper.
No, that's
fine. No, it's really interesting.
And I also have, if you guys want to see as well, I brought in a copy of the agreement, the final agreement, the terms with the signature. If you guys want to see that, that is here. So I can pass that around. These are the other.
Joe, we also got a young lady named Shauna hired
yes.
for her old position.
Okay. Shauna Maxwell. She
she's to take your own job.
Yes, okay. She started. In fact, this last
Monday.
Yes, I'm like, where the time has flown. Sorry, it's so fast.
Okay.
She's picking up really well. Her and I think a lot alike. We work well together. She fits in with the team. I mean, we're
nice.
All, it's actually the environment in the office is really good. I like it.
Yeah,
and
good.
So, she's doing really well. I'm happy with that. That was a relief getting her here.
That's a lot for you to have to manage.
Yeah.
Plus
yeah.
all the other stuff involved. No, that's good.
So I've been training with her and she's picking it up fast. All right. That's all I have with that. Oh, she lives in Castledale, but she's originally from California. But she married a gentleman that lives here, so she moved to Castledale. She's been here a couple of years. Yeah. She says she got to learn how to drive in the snow.
I still haven't, and I've been here 4 years. I still haven't.
Right?
So it's not good.
Yeah.
I think we could jump ahead and do other business if there's any, so we can wipe that off.
Okay.
Is there stuff for other business also?
No.
Okay. Not anything for any other business?
No.
Okay. All right. You want to shut that one off and we'll turn on the other one?
Okay.
We're now going to go into a closed meeting.
Okay.